Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This pastor avoided punishment. We're going to be talking about this situation on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. When Pastor Jeremy Higgins of Calvary Community Church in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, spoke against the drag queen story hour, sexualizing children, and then endorsed two Christian school board candidates in his personal capacity, political opponents tried to revoke his church's property tax exemption.
Yeah, the person who actually came after him serves on a local diversity and equity committee. There's some key words right there. It gives you a clue what's going on. And it's the committee chairman of the campaign to elect a school board member. So when the pastor personally endorsed a Christian candidate who ran against the other candidate, this guy, his name is Dustin Brooks, sued the pastor.
Sued the pastor and the church. Liberty Counsel came involved in the case. Pastor Higgins is well known in the Cedar Rapids area for responding to Drag Queen Story Hour by holding his own story hour, in which he reads from the Christian book, quote, Jesus and My Gender, close quote. That's
the
name of the book.
A pastor should be speaking against these.
Yeah, he
right?
is wanting to protect the innocence of local children because these drag queen story hours are going into the public schools. And as a citizen and a pastor, he is raising the information to others that, hey, this is not right. You're sexualizing the kids. And then the other thing that he did was he didn't endorse Dustin Brooks' candidate of choice. So he endorsed a Christian opposition candidate. So Brooks filed a complaint with the Iowa Department of Revenue, demanding that the state revoke the property tax exemption of the church, the church parsonage, and the church's Christian daycare operation. Why? Because the pastor shouldn't be speaking out on these things. That's what the argument was.
Unbelievable.
That the church's tax-exempt status should be revoked because the pastor is warning about the drag queen story hours and the sexualization of kids. He also was saying that pornographic books should not be in the library available to these innocent kids. And as a result, this litigation happened. The petitioners argued that the properties were not being used solely for religious purposes because the pastor's family are, quote, non-ecclesiastical personnel, whatever that is, residing in the home, and because the daycare takes in revenue. So what? That doesn't change the property.
No, I mean, does not the pastor have free speech rights, right? Is he not taking an oath to serve the Lord and speak against sin, which sexualization of children is sin? So I would be very concerned if he wasn't speaking out.
Yeah, the complaint even tried to make the ridiculous argument that because the pastor is, quote, president, close quote, that's his designation in the lawsuit, of
president
the church.
President of the church?
President of the church.
Never heard of that one.
That he should not be considered ecclesiastical personnel.
I would say pastor, president?
So Dustin Brooks, his view of the world, in his world, pastors should not be allowed to hold and express personal political views, and those who dare to do so, even in their personal view, they should be punished. In fact, this pastor made these statements on his personal social media. So Liberty Counsel, we came in to defend the church. We filed a brief. Iowa has its own Religious Freedom Restoration Act, very similar to the federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act that protects the religious free exercise rights of citizens, including pastors and churches.
Yeah, that's interesting to me why they enacted that different than the federal.
The federal only applies to federal issues.
Okay.
Like, for example, we were able to use the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act on behalf of the United States military because that's a federal mandate against employees that are in the federal government.
So now they have one that applies just to the state.
Yeah, so you need to have your duplicate one on the state level to apply it to the states.
Do most states do that as well?
Most state, about half of the states have RFRAs. Every state has a like an equivalent First Amendment free exercise clause in their state constitution. In fact, in Florida, I drafted the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and that was added to the Florida legislation in the mid-1990s. Hmm. And that's part of Florida. That was one of the early adopters of the state RFRA. So that means whether it's federal, you can use the federal RFRA, but if it's state, you can use the state RFRA. And those give strong protections in addition to your federal and state constitutional protections. They give protections for people of faith in religious institutions. So Liberty Counsel defended Pastor Higgins, and according to Iowa's RFRA, the state cannot substantially burden their exercise of religion without a compelling interest of the highest order. We argued in our brief that the petition by this individual could not survive Iowa's RFRA because these challenges could potentially chill expression and hamper the church's ability to exercise religious functions for its members. So an Iowa judge in this case actually sided with us and ruled in favor of the church. The Iowa judge ruled against this petition and said, quote, "To hold otherwise would be to allow the unaccountable political opponents of a church the option to use the power of the state to target and or retaliate against the religious organization for the organization's activities, thereby creating a chilling effect, not only on that specific religious group, but also on all other similarly oriented religious organizations."
And, you know, we're seeing this time and time again, Matt, the political weaponization of those who do not agree with an opinion without a viewpoint. So they come after them and sue them and say, no, you don't have the right to have that opinion or that free speech.
Absolutely. In fact, the judge also continued in his opinion, says, quote, "This is precisely the type of religious interference that RFRA was designed to prevent," close quote. So the judge got it right. But the fact is, I think, Holly, this illustrates a broader point, and that is this attempt to literally steamroll anybody who's got a Christian viewpoint, a Christian faith.
Right.
They want to silence pastors, those that are secularists. They want to silence pastors or those that don't agree with you, those that are pushing the LGBTQ agenda and they don't want any opposition, those that are pushing the abortion agenda and they don't want any opposition, those that don't want any mention of God, like Freedom From Religion right. Foundation. They literally want to silence and punish anybody who has a Christian viewpoint. The fact of the matter is we have to stand up against that. And when we do, we can win. And we did in this case.
That's why these religious freedom laws were established in this example to protect churches and pastors so they can focus on their mission and not deal with all these frivolous lawsuits of people who don't agree with them.
And, you know, that's what I've said to many of these pastors that we represent. This particular one is not any different. When they get sued like this, continue on with your Christian mission. Just focus on your mission. Let us focus on this legal side of things. Don't let it distract you. We will take care of it. We believe our mission is to be able to keep the doors of the gospel open. We will be with you throughout this process. We did that, for example, in COVID. Like when we had the church lockdown cases. Remember this situation in Pasadena where Pastor Che On, the pastor of Harvest Rock Church in Pasadena, California, and also the head of the Harvest Rock International Ministries, he received a letter from the Pasadena prosecutor threatening that he, any of his governing members, any members that would actually even dare attend the church on Sunday, who would dare walk in the church for worship, they all would be subject to criminal prosecution. And after I remember speaking with him, I said, we'll take care of it. This is unconstitutional. But just keep on focused on your mission and your message. And you know what? He did. And we ended up winning twice at the United States Supreme Court, 5-4 in December of 2020. And then again, 6-3 in February of 2021. That led to the first and only statewide injunction against these church lockdowns in California. And California had to pay for their unconstitutional activity.
Right. And, you know, other states, they tried to do the same thing to these churches, and we represented them as well.
So if you know of any situation like this that is happening in your community, give us a call, 407-875-1776. You can also go to lc.org for more information. We have a tab specifically for churches, and in that tab, there are videos about what pastors and churches can do with regards to political activity. And we always encourage pastors, remove the muzzle that the world wants to put on you and replace it with a megaphone. For more information, go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.